This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has been lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. And a pair of tweets from Iran's hardline president-elect, or until the president-elect is inaugurated in early August. The deputy also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear deal. In response, the State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiating. Rescue workers labored to deal with a damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities. This is a death toll in Western Germany's Rhineland state has now gone to 98, above 98 in fact. Another 43 people were confirmed dead in another neighboring area called North Rhine-Westphalia. And then Belgium's National Crisis Center said the country's confirmed death toll there had risen to 27. Days of heavy rain turned normally minor rivers and streets into raging torrents this week and caused the disastrous flooding that swept away cars, engulfed homes, and trapped residents. This is VOA.